All right. We are so pleased to have with us on the other end of our line this morning, Beth Schweitzer, who is the health commissioner for the Seneca County General Health District.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a busy a week for you, especially a busy 12 to 24 hours for you, I'm sure.
You are correct on that, including the weekend.
I'm sure there are three confirmed cases in Ohio now of the coronavirus or COVID-19, and people seem to be really freaking out about it.
My first recommendation is that we need to remain calm. We do need to have heightened awareness, that's for sure. But instead of being afraid, I think we need to be calm, we need to be aware, we need to be educated, and we need to be wise.
Speaking of educated, tell us what the symptoms are so people aren't like, you know, if someone coughs, oh, you've automatically got the coronavirus. Or if someone sneezes, you've
fever
automatically...
Fever is a very classic symptom. Usually there's going to be fever. Sometimes there can be the respiratory symptoms, the cough. Usually with this, some respiratory distress, shortness of breath. And that is a little bit different than influenza. Influenza, it is fever and it is cough, but there isn't so much of the respiratory distress. There are also other symptoms that go along with influenza, such as sore throat, body aches, and those are things we are not seeing quite so much with the COVID-19.
So this is, again, this would be primarily coughing, but the flu, the aching, the fever is generally not considered part of the COVID-19.
Fever is.
Fever is, okay.
Fever is, yes. 100.4 and over is when you begin to wonder if perhaps, you know, there is something going on. But you're very likely going to have that respiratory distress.
That's a pretty high temperature.
No, is that 100.4 or 104?
100.4, yes. 100. Not 104, but 100.4.
Okay.
Has it been discovered that the COVID-19 virus does not do as well in warmer temps? Is that something that I've heard? Both sides.
No, it has not been proven. And in fact, they are finding that there are cases in warmer climates, but that is not something that has been proven yet. It is something we may have to wait on, but I certainly would not, we don't want to bank on that.
Who are the cases showing up in most commonly?
I'm sorry, Dawn, I couldn't quite hear you.
Who are the cases showing up in most commonly? Like what?
Who?
Yes.
What populations?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is primarily, we're seeing it in the elderly. We are also seeing it in those with immunocompromised or people that have the inability because of a low immune system to fight off infections. Right now, those are the two populations. And, of course, as elderly often do have those underlying health conditions. But, of course, younger people can, too. So they want to be aware.
We're hearing stories about schools starting to back off on in-class meetings, those kind of things. What should we be going to, and what should we be avoiding? Are we going to be overreacting to say we shouldn't go into a group where there's 30 or 40 people and stay away from that, or should we be okay with that?
I think the key things, we definitely are going to need to be considering this as we see how this all plays out here as far as how rapidly we are getting new cases. I know some schools where there is a large outbreak and other countries are canceling school. I think that the key things, and I know these sound so simple, but our own personal responsibility in trying to prevent the spread. We know it's spread by close contact between people, respiratory droplets produced when that person coughs or sneezes, but we can be very careful by constantly washing our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or if it's not available, which is sometimes does happen, of course, you can use a hand sanitizer that is 60% or more alcohol. We want to avoid then touching our mouth, nose, or eyes, especially if we have not washed those hands. And I know that that is That's a tough thing to do because I've been more conscious of it these last weeks, and you do tend to touch your face a lot. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your arm or a tissue, and then to get rid of that tissue and wash your hands. Practice that social distancing. We are hearing employers being asked if you have employees that can work from home or telework. That is a good option. That does not always work out, I know, for people. If you know someone's sick, you know, stay away from them, and you yourself should stay home when sick. Our ideal distance is 6 feet from others whenever possible. So those are recommendations we have. We also are saying you can still get your flu shot, and the main reason for this is not because that's going to prevent COVID-19. It is because that may help from overwhelming our healthcare providers who are already gearing up because we know that there's going to be an influx of patients at healthcare centers.
I have one question when we're talking about washing your hands. I've seen on Facebook the hysteria about the antibacterial soaps and solutions and gels, whatever. Does it matter when you're washing your hands if you're using an antibacterial soap or just plain soap?
Any soap is fine. The main thing with washing your hands, what gets rid of the germs is that soap lathering up. It's ideal if the water's warm. If it's not, cold is okay as well, because also the friction of washing your hands is also going to help get rid of those germs. And making sure you get the palms between the fingers, if you wear rings, wanting to scrub especially well around those, the back of the hands, and that 20 seconds to make sure you're getting it all. Hot water, for the water to be hot enough to kill germs, we would not be able to tolerate that. So warm is great if you can get it, but cold is good with the 20 seconds and the soap lathering and that friction.
It's my understanding that they will release at 2 o'clock each day if there are any more cases. There are no confirmed cases anywhere in the area around here, correct?
No, there are not. There are no confirmed cases COVID-19 in Seneca County.
Okay, so but they will be announcing each day whether there are more cases? Okay.
Who is we?
Yes. So we will know as that count increases.
And if people want to find out more information about that and keep up to date, where can they go to find that?
There are several places they can go. And I would say always go to good, reliable websites. The CDC is good. You can also go to coronavirus.ohio.gov. Also, Ohio Department of Health has set up a hotline. That number is 1-833-4-ASK-ODH. Or if you don't like to remember that little acronym, it's 1-833-427-5634.
Excellent. And we will post that on our Facebook page as well.
We will be updating the website here at Seneca County Health District and get new information on there. I just want to mention we do confer with ODH regularly. We have conference calls with them on Tuesdays and Thursdays where we get updates and advice. They send out health alerts to us when there's anything new that comes up that we are to follow. We've got a great algorithm for testing so that when healthcare providers contact us and say, should I test this person, gives us very detailed steps to follow what symptoms, what particular activities the person has been engaged in that indicate we do need to test and their level of illness and if they've been in contact with someone with known COVID-19 diagnosis. So we have the state has been very proactive in these detailed guidelines for us, keeping us informed regularly, and we appreciate that. And in fact, this afternoon here in Seneca County, our Homeland Security local emergency preparedness groups are meeting, and we're going to discuss what the new updates are and just make sure we're all on the same page. And so meeting with our partners and sharing information with our partners has been very important, too. We cannot do this in a vacuum. It has to be all of us working together. I guess I would say to the community, what can you do? If you've got elderly neighbors, give them a call and check on them. Ask them if they've got enough food. People should be reminded maybe to lay an extra stockpile of prescription medicines that they need, just in case they would be asked to self-isolate for a period of 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, this being Tuesday, you will be doing a conference call today.
At 11 o'clock this morning, yes.
If anything major comes of that, if you would please share that with us, we'd really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And we'll check in with you every so often to see where things stand.
That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you very much, Beth.
We really
appreciate
it.
You are very welcome.
All right. That's Beth Schweitzer, the commissioner for the Seneca County General Health District. Well, she hung up on us.
She did. It's okay. We said goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that's great information. And
awesome.
It's nice to know that there's really no cases right around here.